While tension between the United States and Iraq has abated since last week, American officials say further U.S. strikes against Iraqi targets remain possible. Officials say the determining factor is Iraq's future behavior. Meanwhile, the buildup of American forces continues in the Persian Gulf region. We have a report from NPR's Ted Clark.
According to the Pentagon, Iraq has stopped firing on Allied aircraft in the no-fly zones. Iraq has stopped rebuilding the anti-aircraft installations attacked by U.S. cruise missiles 2 weeks ago, although the Iraqis continue to move and conceal mobile units to the chagrin of U.S. officials. And finally, the Pentagon says Iraq is not currently threatening states along its border. This forbearance does not meet all the demands Washington has made, but it's enough to avert further American attacks for now, especially since most U.S. allies are opposed to the idea of more American strikes. But those strikes will come if Iraq resumes its threatening posture. President Clinton.
We have sought no confrontation with Saddam Hussein. We never did, and we don't now. We do seek to enforce the no-fly zone and to do it under conditions in which our pilots will be safe. And I will do the very best I can to make the right judgment on that question, listening to my military advisors about the facts.
If the facts warrant renewed strikes, U.S. forces will be in a stronger position to launch them. The aircraft carrier Enterprise is now on its way to the Gulf, and a nuclear-powered submarine carrying cruise missiles is too, according to reports from the Suez Canal. As a result of a weekend visit to the region by Defense Secretary William Perry, Bahrain has agreed to base American F-16s on its soil. And after an embarrassing delay, Kuwait has agreed to receive several thousand more U.S. ground troops, who would play a defensive role in any conflict with Iraq. The Pentagon announced the troop deployment last week before Kuwait had given its approval. When Secretary Perry visited Kuwait yesterday, the approval had not yet been finalized, and so it seemed as though Kuwait, one of the most pro-American states in the region, was balking. That was the impression created by some news accounts. State Department spokesman Nick Burns chided the media today.
I think this story was overwritten. I think we had a positive answer yesterday. We told a number of you in phone conversations yesterday that this was going to be a positive result. It ended up being a positive result this morning. Had a number of newspapers and wire services running that the Kuwaitis had rejected this. Absolutely untrue.
The Allied coalition remains strong, Burns said, responding indirectly to criticism from Republicans that the administration has let the coalition unravel. In a related development, the State Department announced today that the Iraqis who helped the United States run Operation Provide Comfort in the north are no longer in danger of reprisal. Spokesman Nick Burns.
All of the local employees who work with the United States in northern Iraq have made it from northern Iraq into Turkey, every single one of them. And we do want to express our appreciation for the support of the Turkish government.
More than 2,000 Iraqis, most of them Kurds, will pass through Turkey in the next few days on their way to Guam, where they'll be processed for entry into the United States. This is Ted Clark in Washington.